It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Governor Phil Murphy has signed a new law that bans New Jersey landlords from using criminal background checks to automatically deny renters housing. Advocates are praising the measure, saying it's the most sweeping legislation of its kind in the country. WNYC's Karen Yee joins us now to talk more about it. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Sean.
So can you tell us, if you're applying to rent an apartment, how this exactly changes that process?
So to start, this law is really the latest iteration of what's been called ban the box legislation that has been taking hold in certain states in recent years. We typically hear it when it's applied to employment applications that ask about someone's criminal record. In this case, people applying to rent an apartment had to check a box on their application that asked if they'd ever been convicted of a crime. Mm-hmm. And if they checked yes, that would normally cause many landlords just automatically deny them housing. So James William is the director of racial justice policy at the Fair Share Housing Center that fights for more affordable housing in the state. He says the process added an already unfair burden on people coming out of prison.
You know, how do we ask you, well, you need to find a job, you know, get a house and not go back to jail. But I'm not really going to help you get a job and I'm not going to help you get anywhere to live, but you better not commit a crime. What do you expect people to do?
So this banning the box on initial housing applications is really a big win for advocates working with formerly incarcerated populations. They've long argued that people coming out of prison shouldn't forever be branded and stigmatized for their past mistakes.
So this is supposed to remove a major hurdle for formerly incarcerated people who are looking to transition back to society, find a stable place to live. But again, it's checking a box or not checking a box, as it were, on an application. Can't landlords still just run a criminal background check at any point in the process and then just reject them for more serious crimes?
Right. So they can't do it on the initial application.
Okay.
But once this law takes effect in a few months, landlords are able to run a background check after they offer a conditional approval to potential renters. So serious crimes like murder, aggravated sexual assault, arson, human trafficking, or kidnapping can still be a reason for denial. For other crimes, it gets a little bit more complicated. Essentially, there are different tiers depending on the severity of the crime and when that crime was committed. So something like a first-degree crime can be considered within 6 years of when that person was released and finished their sentence. Something like a fourth-degree offense can be considered within a year of conviction. So if a landlord denies an applicant based on their criminal background, they have to provide a written explanation for the denial and then offer a chance for the prospective tenant to appeal. I spoke to Walter Harries, who was formerly incarcerated and spent a decade in and out of homelessness because he couldn't get housing. He says this law will help people like him.
This ban the box move, it allows for someone to look at the merit of the person. So it's like, if I know that I can make my rent and I have a safe place to, to sleep, I'm good.
He says it gives people who serve time a chance to show a potential landlord, you know, hey, this is what I've done to rehabilitate, to explain themselves, instead of automatically being rejected because of how they answered one question.
Do we have any numbers on this? Like how often do people with past criminal convictions get denied housing in the state?
We don't, and that's a huge problem. But the law also aims to start tracking that. The second component to the legislation is that it creates an accountability arm. People can file complaints with the Attorney General's office if they've been denied. So the state will finally be able to track how often this happens. So we'll have that aside from just anecdotal evidence that we hear. And this data will be collected and publicly shared. And in cases where landlords violate the law, they'll be fined up to $10,000. But it's also important to note that, you know, the New Jersey Apartment Association, which represents several landlords, has actually come out in support of this law.
Can you talk about the significance of this law, like, more broadly? Murphy signs it on the weekend of Juneteenth. It's the first time the state is celebrating it as a state holiday. How is this going to help New Jersey residents just in the long term and in the big picture?
Well, New Jersey has the worst racial disparity among its prison population in the country. Black people are incarcerated at 12 times the rate of white people. So when we're talking about who will be impacted and who will benefit from this law, it's largely black people and Hispanic people who have been unable to access housing when they come out of prison due to this particular barrier.
Yeah.
We know generally that people who were formerly incarcerated are 10 times more likely to be homeless than the general population. So housing advocates say, and those who work work with reentry services. They say that this will help tackle homelessness as well as hopefully reduce recidivism. But they also see it as a first step. I mean, there needs to be so much public education around this law for landlords and for people coming out of prison. And even when we get to that point, there are still other issues, right? We're talking about credit scores that is required to get housing and pose huge barriers. And in a state with high living expenses, affordability and the lack of affordable housing is another huge, huge issue in New Jersey.
Karen Yee covers New Jersey for WNYC. Karen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.